If you'd like to get involved with Shoreditch Radio, or if you run any local projects or events, please contact us at info@shoreditchradio.co.uk.
Esky boy, Dan, no, out to all my people.
Hello, we're Beanbot.
Hi, this is Dean from Lois and the Love.
This is Roman from Breton.
I am Adam Partick.
I'm Orlando from the Maccabees.
I am Colin Peters.
I'm Lewis from Chapel Club.
Hi, this is Guy from Zee the Winter.
Hello, this is Carl Barat.
Hey, this is Rita Ora, and you're listening to Shoreditch Radio. Yes!
Hello and welcome to the Theatre Full Stop podcast with your host Lucy Basaba. This is your chance to find out what's happening theatrically in London and beyond. I'll be joined by Actors Awareness founder Tom Stocks, who has very kindly agreed to answer some questions. There will also be music featured from the Quentin Denton Show, a newly produced show which will run for 6 weeks at the Tristan Bates Theatre from June until July 2017. The show is a 21st century cautionary tale, a cross between the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Dr. Faustus. First up is your weekly roundup of theatre news. First, the newly launched Writers in Theatre Award is now open to new playwrights who work within the theatre industry. New playwrights are invited to submit up to 80 minutes of work, and the winner will be awarded £8,000 to develop their play with Out of Joint Theatre Company. Submissions close on Tuesday, the 2nd of March. Next, East London Dance are currently taking submissions for the Dance Enterprise Ideas Fund. Launched in 2015, the fund supports winning ideas with up to £5,000 to make their dance ideas a reality. Choreographers, dancers, teachers, producers and creatives with an interest in dance are encouraged to apply. Submissions close on Friday, the 20th of January 2017 at 10 a.m. Next, the Old Vic are currently offering free theatre workshops hosted by the Old Vic 12. These workshops will offer entry-level artist skills from pitching their performances to finding your brand. Next, Sheer Height Theatre are currently accepting submissions for their Woman Redressed Act 2 Festival, due to take place from the 10th until the 13th of April. Writers are encouraged to submit innovative and forward-thinking full-length plays that bring female-led stories to the fore. And lastly, chosen shows for the first Pub Theatre Festival will be announced next Monday at 9 a.m. Thank you very much to all that applied. It's been great reading the variety of shows submitted, and I look forward to working with the chosen companies.
Your eyes have yet to open. You can't see behind the scenes. You're squinting into static, but you don't know what it means. You can't hear an ultrasonic. You don't know if there's a heaven. You can't see how bad your hair looks in dimensions 4 to 7. And you'll never know the systems in the fragment of existence you perceive. So, I is what you want it to be, with a smile and denial you control what you see. Always follow your ambition, keeping busy is your mission. Clap and cheer at the magician, but don't ask what's up his sleeve, and life can be whatever you believe. Life is what you want it to be. When you're beaten, just retreat into a fantasy. People hurt your self-esteem. Well, this whole thing could be a dream. So close your eyes and let them scream. What do these phantoms all expect? Reality's whatever you project. Life is what I want it to be. So remember, in conclusion,
Diabetes Awareness, Tom Stocks, who has very kindly joined me today. Thank you very much for agreeing to be interviewed today, and welcome.
Thank you.
You're the founder of Actors Awareness. Can you just explain what the company does?
Yeah, sure. So basically, Actors Awareness is fighting for equality, diversity, and for working class actors in the industry.
Lovely. You pretty much answered my question, but what inspired you to create Actors Awareness?
Basically, I just finished uni and wanted to kind of go to drama school, got into East 15, but unfortunately, was quite naive and thinking, oh yeah, 12 grand, I can get that, no worries at all. But unfortunately, obviously with government funding, that all that sort of stuff, you can't kind of get, for an MA course anyway, you can't get government funding, so you have to source it yourself. Mm-hmm. So that was just too much of a stretch for me. So I kind of worked my arse off for kind of ages over the 12 months. And then it came to a point where I had to defer my place because I didn't have enough money. So I was like, okay, fine. I'll work and get more and more and more. Mm-hmm. And then you just get to a point where it's just, you just work in 50 hours a week as a chef, as I was.
Right.
And then it just comes to a point where you're just like, oh no. So it came to the time again of the year, had to defer second time.
Right.
And it got to Christmas. And then I was just like, I'm just chasing a dream I couldn't really afford.
Right.
So that's what kind of inspired me. So from there, I started writing like angry blogs and that sort of stuff. And then someone was like, right, you should do something about it. So that's where the campaign kind of spawned from, I guess.
Right, okay. Actors Awareness celebrated a year last year. How does that feel?
Amazing, yeah. It's I never thought it would come this far so soon, really. I think it would come this far at all from angry blogs. But yeah, it's amazing. We've got so many projects on for 2017, and we've achieved so much in 2016. So
right.
it's been a really successful time.
Right. Actors Awareness is currently in collaboration with Spotlight to host regular scratch nights. How important is it to have an organisation like that on board with your vision?
Oh, it's priceless. Like when they came on board, it was just incredible. It was on a whim when I contacted them. I just literally got their email from somewhere, kind of pitched the ideas, what I wanted to do. And they were amazing. And they just give me so much access to kind of casting directors and producers and directors that we can kind of bring down to the scratch nights for the actors and all the talent involved to get picked up by those sort of people. And yeah, having Spotlight on board, it just gives it that extra bit of status, really.
Yeah.
Having that, like, the biggest acting organisation on board.
Right.
So,
yeah,
it's good.
Brilliant. Each scratch night has a particular theme. How is it decided what theme it is? It
depends what's going on, really. I'm trying to base it on what's going on at the time.
Yeah.
So when we did Mental Health Night, that happened to be Mental Health Awareness Month.
Right.
I think when we did Health Night, the NHS was like starting to go under and that sort of stuff. That was when it first came around. Same with like Class Night, Working Class Night. I'm just always trying to keep my eye on the news, what's kind of relevant, rather than just doing something random.
Right.
But when I do the themes, I don't just kind of do, well, a lot of scratch nights kind of just do general themes like love or whatever.
Right.
I don't like doing that. I like to tackle minorities that are in the industry.
Okay.
So we've done like LGBT, we've done class, we've done mental health. We try and keep it very topical and tackle as many minorities in terms of equality and diversity that needs to be tackled in the industry.
And what's been the response to these scratch nights? How are audiences taking it? How are performers taking it on board?
Amazing, really.
Yeah.
They kind of we get like 50 submissions a piece now. It takes a long time to kind of read through them, but once you get there, you just find so many gems and so many much work in there. I mean, when we kind of decide, we try and keep it as varied as possible. So you don't want three of the same thing. You want to try and keep it as varied as the storylines as possible.
Right.
But yeah, with the scratches, we've had people turn their shows into professional shows. We've had people get picked up by agents, producers, things like that. So they are now, especially now with Spotlight on board, which gives a little extra bit of status.
Yeah.
It just gives that extra bit of oomph for all the actors and talents get more excited about. And obviously they get paid as well. We're the only kind of paid scratch night.
Yeah.
To produce New Ryan. It's not a lot, but it goes down as a professional credit, which is what we want. And that's where we kind of go from there, really.
Lovely. You're also currently working on a film called The Acting Class.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a bit more about the film?
Yeah, so The Acting Class is a documentary where that we kind of got so many people on board. When I first started it with Inside Film, they've took it on and really taken it to the next level, which is what I really wanted.
Yeah.
It went for a good year where it was going places and then people would drop out and that sort of stuff.
Right.
But Inside Film just come down and just done brilliantly with it. So we've got people like Christopher Eccleston on board, Maxine Peake, Julie Hesmenthal, as like the kind of big actors to kind of give their views.
Yeah.
But also we've got everyday actors in there as well. We're trying to paint a picture across the whole of the industry. So we've got academics on board, we've got big actors, we've got everyday actors, everyone that's struggling really.
Right.
We want to try and paint the picture of the struggles of what working class actors face, and well, actors in general really, because especially when every actor gets into a taxi or anything like that, and they're always like, oh, you're going to be on Coronation Street, especially because I'm from up north. They're like, oh, you're going to be on Coronation Street, you're going to be on EastEnders. And it's just like, But then what kind of inspired me was when my dad went to watch a piece. And he kind of inspired me doing that way, really, because I remember when someone told me, who never watches theatre in their life, went to the Lowry in Manchester, and they saw that the there was a play on about City and Manchester rivalry between City and United. And they'd never been to theatre before, and that inspired them because it's relevant and it's relatable. So when I saw that, I was like, I think everyday people need to understand what actors kind of go through when they go through that sort of process and getting into the acting world. So that's why, that's where the documentary kind of spawned from, and now it's, we're nearly at the end of it, and it's going to come out in summer 2017, hopefully.
Brilliant. Look forward to watching it when that comes out. Where do you vision Actors Awareness in 5 years' time?
I did have a plan, a five-year plan, but that's kind of, it's kind of exceeded what I expected. But I just want the scratch nights to kind of stay there. I want more and more people to use it in the right way and get picked up professional shows and that sort of thing. Now, we are starting the film nights very soon, so filmmakers can get on board, and we've collaborated again with Spotlight to kind of show their short films in the West End, obviously in their studios there. Eventually, I would love to set up like an agency. I'd love to set up a working class festival. Because when you look at Edinburgh and all that sort of stuff, it's lost its golden egg. Because you go there and all these small theatre companies go up there to all these fringes, but you're paying so much money to get your work on up there. So I want to try and hopefully eventually create a festival where it's not as expensive, and your festivals go back to their roots and not pay £1 million for a ticket or £1 million to submit your script that's probably not even going to get picked. So that's, eventually I've got so many ideas that I want to kind of do. It's just getting the time to do it.
We'll be exciting to see all of them as well. And finally, what advice would you give to aspiring theatre company owners and aspiring performers?
I think dig deeper. I think do more research, because we're kind of drilled in this day and age to kind of go through the drama school route and things like that. And it's, if you can't afford it, then don't try and chase it, because you're going to, so many people are here who spend 5 years on the audition and paying so much money and stuff like that. Create your own work, because there is platforms out there. You just need to look for them. If you, people, so many people have seen, well, I've Googled it. Don't Google it. Look, join Facebook groups, join Twitter groups, research it properly. Don't just kind of give up at the first hurdle. You see so many people give up at the first hurdle, and it's so disheartening when you see their talent. But you just got to have drive and determination. You've got to think outside the box, especially when you write to agents, things like that, because you just send them your spotlight and showreel. It's just
been there, done that.
Yeah, a million people have done that. Think outside the box. When I got my agents, it was through Actor Awareness, and I just sent them articles of when we were in The Guardian. And they loved it, and they wanted to kind of set up a meeting. And from there, it was never to sign me. It was to more to talk about, because we want to set up a drama school together. So we're going to, like, a working class drama school. We were speaking about that. And I think I went up to the bartender at the time I was just talking to, and they watched my show reel and they watched me as a person, and they were like, can we sign you? And I was like, okay, that's fine,
I'll take that, thank you.
So just the best advice, think outside the box and create your own work.
Couldn't agree more. Thank you very much, Tom, for joining me today, and hopefully please come back.
We will.
Achieved all that you have achieved.
Obviously keep up to date with everything on Twitter and Facebook on Actor Awareness, and just follow it on there, and everything's on there.
Where can people follow you? How can they find out more about what you're doing?
So we are on Twitter, on Actor Awareness. We're on Facebook, Actor Awareness. Just follow those, and we have casting breakdowns all the time, all the projects we have on, so come and get involved.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Tom.
No worries. Thanks, darling.
Thank you.
Numbers. everything I ever need to know. Numbers can be high, and they are the best numbers.
Other numbers up, other numbers down, 'cause numbers make the world go round. Other numbers up, other numbers down, 'cause numbers make the world go round.
What's your favorite number? Is it five?
Is it five?
What's your favorite thing about being alive? Is it poetry or piety or aiding your society? If you don't like ambiguity, can't tell ugliness from beauty, take my hand, learn where you stand, 'cause numbers make the world go round. Come on everybody and buckle your pants, it's time to do the number dance. Making sound, 'cause numbers make the world go round.
Lastly, Iqbal Elias and Maylie Fraser will be reading a selection of Ranjit Bolt's newly written limericks. Enjoy.
A night with a big blue balloon blew it up like you blow a bassoon. And it swelled and it swelled, and he yelled as it carried him up to the moon.
A man in a restaurant in Sicily was eating his dinner quite prissily. This behaviour was due to the wild boar ragu, which was horribly salty and gristly.
There was a young lady named Hilton, who was crazy for cheese and for Milton. Drips of cheddar embossed, her paradise lost, and her commerce was covered in Stilton.
In her penthouse, a lady performer was rehearsing a number from Norma, when she hit the top C so indubitably that it shattered the glass in the dormer.
A litotic fellow from Chile used terms that were terribly silly. He called Hitler too bad, King Lear frequently sad, and the Andes in places quite hilly.
There was a young man named Biddle, who would miss when he went for a whittle. Every time he attempted to get himself emptied, he left a great puddle of piddle.
The chief of the Walla Kalapee had become so incredibly sleepy that the force of his snores almost shattered his jaws and blew the top of his teepee.
There once was a fellow named Cronin, who would never, not ever, stop moaning. He'd have soon ceased to moan if he'd only have known that he simply had low serotonin.
There once was a woman named Wicker, who had an affair with the vicar. Their liaison was short, since the good father fought. It was sinful to kiss or to stroke her.
There was a young woman from Chinon, whom the boys were incredibly keen on. So pronounced were her charms, there were very few arms that she hadn't at some point been seen on.
An unfortunate fellow from Salop dined at Scott's, where he ate a bad scallop. And for days after that, at the drop of a hat, he'd be off to the loo at a gallop.
A top biological boffin retrieved a fresh corpse from its coffin. He brought it to life and made it his wife. And now there's a kid in the offing.
There was a young lady named Kirk, whose special forte was to twerk. Jaws would instantly drop, traffic come to a stop, when she put her posterior to work.
A multigamous man from St. Ives, had a priceless collection of knives. This was not meant for show, and to prove it was so, he had gutted all 10 of his wives.
Thank you very much for listening to this week's Theatre Full Stop podcast. To find out more about what Theatre Full Stop do, visit www.theatrefullstop.com and stay tuned for the next podcast.
Something in the air is calling my name. Tells me to prepare a market campaign. My job, I know. Perform the show. Joyful for my birth. It's such a lovely marble planet Earth. I look around and marvel, and I know it's worth your pain. 'Cause they want me in the Quentin Denton show. He's a shining dynamo. He writes your wrongs with helpful songs that are wholesome golden glow. The Quentin Denton show. They made me alive, they made me a deal. I want to survive, I want to be real. So tell them all to watch this, here I come. I'm gonna be the big guy, number one.